David Trainer is here, the president and founder of New Constructs, where they evaluate securities from the bottom up. And what they find is that when you look at them from the top down, you often miss things that create trouble. That's what we're going to do today as we go to the danger zone. Yes, it's the danger zone where David Trainer joins us to help us sort out, well, the real picture. In other words, it's not necessarily as you think it is just because you're looking at the standard numbers. At times when you look at things from the top down, those things can be deceptive because the numbers are set up to do that way. So the result is that sometimes what looks good from the surface...
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
...is not as attractive as you might otherwise think it is. Flip side of that is sometimes when you dig in at the bottom and you get a true economic picture, you'll find some things are scary, some things are actually pretty attractive and the kind of thing that you want to buy. To learn more about the New Constructs difference, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. And David joins us each week, but remember that they blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information here, go to the website to get it. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Microbubble Part 2, Dropbox and GoDaddy.
Danger, danger.
So Dropbox and GoDaddy, they are the specific stocks, and Dropbox DBX, GoDaddy GDDY. But as you said, Microbubble Part 2. So I guess we have to revisit a little bit the microbubble concept that you guys have talked about and why we have issues now, specifically with Dropbox and GoDaddy.
Microbubble is just this concept that the overall market could be at least reasonably valued or in a stable equilibrium environment, even when certain stocks within it are not stable or in an equilibrium that makes sense. They are prone to a crash themselves because they've become so disconnected from fundamentals. This is a phenomenon that we've seen more and more these days because we have such a large portion of the investor population who act as noise traders or folks who don't care at all about fundamentals. And so those folks in many ways can trade in unison, and when they do, you know, certain stocks just get wildly overvalued, and it's just a matter of time before they revert to something that more closely resembles their actual cash flows and businesses. And so we talked about a microbubble a few weeks ago. We put four or five stocks in there, and that one, this one's got two. And we're going to focus on Dropbox and GoDaddy today because these stocks, since we put them in the danger zone originally, have seen pretty good rise on the back of, I think, the overall market, which is just making them all the more dangerous.
Let's start with Dropbox. What is the issue now, and why does Dropbox have heightened trouble ahead?
The fact that it's up 26% versus 6% for the S&P since the IPO earlier this year, when we first put it in the danger zone, just means that, you know, the risk is getting larger. And a big part of the message for the danger zone in general, Chuck, is just to help more people understand the risk they're taking if they're going to be in third stock. Doesn't mean that that risk is going to manifest tomorrow. But I think one of the risks that we see in general for investors these days is that nobody wants to talk about risk. Wall Street isn't going to tell you how much risk you're investing at Dropbox at $27 a share, right? So we're just trying to bring some reality, some truth to the situation. So with Dropbox, like, first of all, competitive position. Do they have one? Like, what can they do that other people can't do? The people where they need to make money are on the commercial side, and they're running into folks like Microsoft and Google that have firmly established relationships and an ecosystem of services they can provide along with the storage service that Dropbox provides. And they can do it for free. Like, Microsoft and Google can offer it for free, and it's no skin off their back. So they're not making any money. The market expects that they're going to suddenly become highly profitable. Their after-tax profit margin is going to go from negative 5% to almost 10%, and they have to simultaneously grow revenue by 20% compounded annually for over a decade. That means $12 billion in revenue and almost as many customers as Microsoft Office.
Right.
That's what's already baked into the stock price.
Wow.
So excuse me if that's a little risky. And GoDaddy's, you know, it's not that dissimilar a story in terms of competitive position. What does GoDaddy do that other people can't do? Why are you going to pay someone a lot for getting a domain name? Like, it's just not a big deal. Domain registry, to put it mildly, is a commoditized business. They're trying to get into comprehensive web design and some business applications. But again, there are a lot of people that already do that. It's not their core competency. So the valuation, again, looks just as ridiculous. They've got to improve margins from 4% to 7%, not as big a jump, but they've got to grow revenue by 30% compounded annually at the same time for over a decade. So again, really super high cash flow expectations already baked into the stock price. And from a fundamental perspective, what that means is that if the market no longer believes that the company is going to achieve those kinds of cash flows, the stock will come down to reflect the place where the cash flows are at a level that the market believes the company can achieve those cash flows. And we think that's a drastically lower place. So that's sort of the quick and dirty on those two, Chuck, in terms of why we think that they are more risky. And again, our goal is to really to frame the underlying fundamental risk in these stocks in a way that makes it easy for people to understand and easier for them to look the risk they're taking in the eye.
What is a fair value on these stocks?
What we're talking about is easily for both of these guys to get expectations to a reasonable level. We're talking at least a 50% haircut on each front.
As always, we say the market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent, but what is going to make it that on these stocks and any others, people say, okay, I'll now go back to looking at fundamentals, because, of course, as you point out, they're not looking at them now.
It's typically, you know, when they even when they disappoint the noise traders, right? So when the noise traders start to sour and they then potentially become a little circumspect about what they're doing, they maybe dig a little deeper and start to look at the other numbers, that's when things can go to hell in a handbasket. And it's probably going to happen in a very swift fashion. Predicting exactly when it does happen is difficult, but I would say it's probably around an earnings miss. You know, that's usually what raises the dragon's head on this front. And it's hard to tell when that earnings miss will happen, for sure.
Yeah, you can never tell when the earnings miss is going to happen, but at some point, the idea is the market will wake up, and when they do, they will see that you've got a micro bubble, a bubble that has inflated this very specific areas, and in this case, Dropbox, DBX, currently at $27 a share, GoDaddy, GDDY, at $82 a share, both of them worth about half that, according to David Trainer and New Constructs. David, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the founder and president of New Constructs. To get more information, go to newconstructs.com. And remember, they're on Twitter at New Constructs as well, and they blog about their danger zone picks. Up next, it'll be Jonathan Angrist, the president and chief investment officer at Cognios Capital. We'll be talking about the market when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.